A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, and to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses to these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy, for the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, and whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. And so, of course, this week we have been in the third chapter of John, and here we hear, like the other day, that God so loved the world that anyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. And he reiterates this today. He says, anyone who believes in the Son has eternal life. So first of all, we got to sit there and think, do I really believe? You know, again, doesn't really matter that Jesus died and rose. Who cares? Unless you and I believe in him, then that cares a lot, because then we're given the gift of eternal life. Again, every sacrament, everything we do, all the belief we have takes us to say yes to that reality, that I believe with all my heart. And then when I believe, the gift that's given to me is eternal life. So we have to truly ask ourselves, do we believe in this Jesus who paid the penalty for my sins? And if I truly believe, then I'm going to live forever. I've been given already the gift of life. It doesn't say, and when you die, you will be given the gift of eternal life. He says, if you believe in me now, you have the gift of eternal life. That's what it says. And so I got to know that this belief really has an impact. It gives me eternal life. But if I disobey him, as it goes, everything has consequences. I will not see life. The wrath of God remains upon me. So belief is what opens each sacrament. Belief is what opens all the things that we believe. Do we truly believe? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.